Everybody, we are back here. Test Test Podcast. You already know the deal. This is going to be our One Gotta Go segment.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. Hip hop section. We got So Far Gone by Drake.
Drizzy.
Cabin Fever 2 by none other than Wiz Khalifa.
Yes, sir.
Astronaut Status by Future.
Mm-hmm.
And then True Religion by 2 Chainz.
Bro.
So, Janae, before we started this recording, you said you already knew which one was going to go. So, I'm going to let you go because I'm still trying to decide for myself right now as we speak.
Even though I thoroughly enjoyed this mixtape, out of all of them, every single one, it came down to Cabin Fever 2 by Wiz.
Okay.
it came down to Cabin Fever 2. Like, he does have one of my favorite songs on there, and that is, I can't even name the song right now.
You got a brain fart.
Hmm?
Say, having a brain fart.
Yeah. Now I'm about to look it up. Come on, coming down, I'm coming down. You know the song. I'm not about to keep humming this.
There's only 14 songs to choose from.
I know. I think it's like number 10.
That would be Deep Sleep.
Deep Sleep.
Okay, yeah.
That's my favorite song from there. But like I said, Cabin Fever 2 just kind of had to... It had to go. And of course, our boy my boy Chevy Woods is on there. Of course, I had the infamous Taylor Gang. I mean, come on now, that was
right. Obvious.
His claim to fame back then was Taylor Gang. However, compared to So Far Gone, Astronaut Status, and even though people give 2 Chainz, at least from what I hear, very little clout on True Religion.
It had some bangers on there, man.
It was a boppity bop.
Yeah, some bangers on there. The intro was hard.
Amazing.
Grimy.
But So Far Gone is so nostalgic because
this is hard.
That was critical, Drake. I'm trying to do it all tonight. I got plans. They trying to shoot down my flight before it lands.
And that was.
If you do me a favor, if I pull it together, make it sooner than later, Drake.
That mixtape is what.
Love for life.
That mixtape is what his latest project should have been. If it was anything like that,
I agree.
It would have been a classic for sure. Pretty much almost instant classic if he would have. But it's hard, man. It's hard. But so I'm going to flip a coin, everybody. So it's going to be between Cabin Fever 2. And Astronaut Status by Future. I just want to mess with Janae right now. So I got heads for Cabin Fever, and then I got tails for Astronaut Status. So here we go.
This Negro is really flipping a coin, too. This is the light skin thing I ever seen. What is the coin? I can't see it. Cheater. Is that tails?
It's heads.
It's
heads. And so Cabin Fever 2 gotta go. Man. You know the funny thing about this? When I went through this the first time listening, I went to Cabin Fever 1. I went to Cabin Fever 1, and then I got bad. I was like, Cabin Fever 2? I was like,
two.
Cabin Fever 1, is a freaking bop, man. Oh my god. I was so mad. I was like, why did she pick Cabin Fever 2?
Yeah, that's why I picked Cabin Fever 2.
I was like, ah, dang. But yeah, Cabin Fever 2, it's gotta go. It's just... Yeah, it fell off from Cabin Fever 1, so...
Yeah, it wasn't a good...
It wasn't bad, it just it wasn't anything like what we got here in the group, so...
I agree.
So, R&B section... we got I'm Still In Love With You by Al Green. What's Going On by none other than Marvin Gaye, the legend.
Of course.
And then we got Stone Gone by Mr. Barry White. Make your granny and your mama's panties slide clean off. With his deep voice. And the original Rick Ross. That's where Rick Ross got his that bass. You got that from Barry. And then TP, the album TP by, of course, Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes.
Mr. TKO himself, okay? So, Janae, we gotta go.
This one was extremely hard for me. Because at the end of the day, the artist I'm gonna pick, I still love him very much. But of course, Stone Gone got to go.
I'm glad you said that, because that's my pick as well. Stone Gone, gotta go.
Stone Gone by Barry White had to go. He has a very low, seductive voice, but it also gets old after a while.
Thank you.
It's kind of like with Kim. Uh-huh. You can only listen to that for so long. You know what I'm saying? You can't listen to that for an hour straight. True. Yeah. You can't listen to it for an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Kim puts on a phenomenal concert. However, I just couldn't listen to that for some hours straight. I give it, you know, it's going to rupture an eardrum. But if it was Barry White, you go to sleep.
The problem is,
I did add him with Barry up there projects as well. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I didn't pick Barry's best project. Because I put him up against What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. You touch Marvin Gaye, we're shutting down the podcast.
Especially not that album.
Media.
Not that album.
You couldn't touch I'm Still In Love With You by Al Green, because everything was a bop. Every song.
And you're not messing with Teddy. You're not messing with Teddy either. I mean.
And you couldn't touch Teddy. No matter what Teddy album I picked, it wasn't touching Teddy. I could have picked Teddy Pendergrass. I could have picked TP. I could have picked whatever else. And you wasn't touching Teddy. But Barry White was also a very popular person. So I decided to go ahead and throw him on in there. So that was kind of an easy one.
Yeah, it's easy. And it's very simple. Barry White can't sing. No, we can't see.
But it's kind of like Keith Sweat.
Barry White cannot sing.
But he was.
Now, I will give him this. He was blessed.
Beautiful, thick, black man with a perm, with a relaxer that made you slap your mama.
Barry White cannot sing. I will say it again. He cannot sing. But he was blessed.
I've learned so much about Jonathan the last... 4-5 months since we've been doing this, since I've known him almost over the last last 13 years.
Janae, you cannot say with a straight face this man can sing.
I've known you for 13 of these years out of my life. That's half of my life.
Janae, you know.
Over half of my life.
Janae, you're not going to sit here with a straight face and lie to the people and say Barry White can sing. When we know he can't. Now, he was blessed by God. With a very deep voice, a very deep, seductive voice. And that's what it is. Y'all women cannot get past the fact that his voice is so deep and it's so sexy. Y'all, it just blocks out everything else. Y'all don't even care if the man can sing or not.
It is the same exact thing with Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat cannot sing his way out of a paper bag. But yet, we still paid to go see him in shows. We still paid to go see him, too.
I'm not arguing against that, either. I'm just... I agree. I'm just saying. Barry White cannot sing, and that's why, just like you said, it's the same trick on every song, and it just gets old fast. And plus the songs. Oh, another thing, the songs were so long. I was like, bruh.
It was 10 minutes. Bruh. What are you talking to me about for 10 minutes if you're not Luther Vandross Superstar?
Thank you. What are you talking to me about for 10 minutes? That's what I'm saying. You can get away with that when you can sing. When you can sing your butt off, you can get away with a 10-minute song. Not when you just, hey, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't. No, fam. Not letting it slide. Sorry. Just can't. So, yeah. I can't let that man slide on just using his deep voice. I can't. Sorry.
I understand you're hurt.
But, yeah, man, I mean, that's it, y'all. For real, for real.
That's
our one gotta go. We're gonna kind of continue with this format going on out to the end of this year. We're gonna see how this plays out, trying to make it a little bit more easier for people to listen to in one setting. So it's maybe 15 minutes of the album swap, 15 minutes of one gotta go, and then right. Our longest one is gonna be our regular show. It's gonna hopefully gonna try to keep it within 30 to 45 minutes. So
yep.
Yeah, y'all. This is Taste Test Podcast.
Taste Test Pod.
And yeah, y'all can follow us on all these social media
platforms. On Twitter, Taste Test Podcast on every other platform. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Instagram. SoundCloud. And everything else, y'all. We always make sure we link y'all. And y'all follow us on Instagram. That's where we're most active. Check us out there. That's where you get all the updated news. Like, comment, subscribe. You feel us? Email us if you want to be a special guest on the show. If you got some music, whatever you do, if you're a DJ, let us know, man, so we can bring you on the show. We can get you out there. Let's build each other up, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know
what it is. Audi 5000 Taste Test Podcast. Get with it.
Gang, 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 gang.
Till next time, bye-bye.
Next time, y'all.